What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMo.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. You should have been watching yesterday. 2-1, 2-1. It's pretty solid. You cannot beat it. And I hit my No House Advantage. We'll talk about Ben's later. Whether you're trying to play NBA, MLB, NFL, PGA, they've got it at No House Advantage, and you don't have to worry about fantasy points. We're talking about player props here, and that's a pretty large theme of this show as well. Use the promo code AwesomeMo when signing up. Get yourself a $20 instant match deposit bonus on that first deposit. You can't beat free money. You'll probably run into some overlay as well. It's a great place to build your bankroll. Go ahead and check it out. You can download it in the App Store or go to nohouseadvantage.com. Thank you, No House Advantage, for being the presenting sponsor. And thank you to the Phoenix Suns for doing in Game 6 what we thought they were going to do in Game 5. Worked out well enough for us, I guess.
It did. I'm still a little salty that they didn't just do this in Game 5. You should be too, because you had the Suns to win the series 4-1. Listen, anytime you're going 2-1, that's a good day. But lost mine by the hook. Bridges, for you, did not come back in the fourth quarter. And I get it. Torrey Craig was playing amazing, but I think you would have cleared that prop. We were pretty close to really putting all the dots together. Such is life in the prop world. You know, there are bounces both ways each and every day. Now we turn to the freak show of the Eastern Conference Finals. I got more questions than answers for you this morning.
Yeah, you and me both. So I think we should start with our assumptions, and I think we're both on the same page. Yes. Giannis is doubtful for this game. To me, there's no chance that he's stepping on this floor. Trae Young, I believe, is questionable, as is Clint Capella. My assumption is both of those guys play.
Correct. I will say I thought it was a complete lock that Trae Young was going to play in Game 4, and he didn't. So we, of course, have to keep the eye on the same thing you mentioned held true. You know, we saw what Lou Williams did. Now we have a blueprint of what would happen if Trae Young, apparently the Hawks just get better. But that's neither here nor there. I assume that he plays. I assume Giannis doesn't. That is how I'm operating with my props this morning.
Would you like to go first again, considering we both went 2-1 yesterday?
I feel like I it's not even about what I want anymore. It's about what the viewers want. They want the wins. I have to go first. Okay. Drew Holiday, one of the domino effects of Giannis. I think that's a big question. What are we going to see from this Bucks team? They're at home. They're going to be more competitive than Game 4. Drew Holiday's assists are at 10.5. That's a pretty big number. I understand how they're getting there. Normally, we saw this lined around 7.5 or 8.5. I am going under here. I think that's to me, a pretty obvious move. It's just overinflated. Minus 132 to win one strip of bacon. And listen, I know he's going to be tasked with distributing more so than he even was. Giannis was doing a pretty good job. You know, they were packing it in and he was distributing. I still think we see Drew Holiday take on more of an aggressive scoring role. He can do that. He's not shy from three. It's just a number that I think maybe overreacted to the news. So I think he's going to distribute as he always does. But if you're going to give me two or three extra assists to play with than a normal line, I'm going to start my card going under that number.
I agree that Drew Holiday looks like a fantastic opportunity for today. One strip of bacon on that increased scoring that you were talking about. Okay. Over 22.5, minus 105. That is the top expected ROI prop on Odds Shopper today. 32%, in fact. I have him projected for 26.9 real points in 43 minutes. I'm miles above this number right now. He has like somewhere in the 28 to 29% usage rate with Drew on the floor. When Drew is on the floor and Giannis is off the floor over the regular season and the playoffs, I think it's been like 29% in the regular season, 28% in the playoffs. Obviously, small sample size in the playoffs, but 22.5 is not even remotely close to what I think is the correct number. I am locking and loading on Drew Holiday. I honestly thought about making this a two stripper, and I did look at that assist bet as well. I thought about going two strips of bacon here, but there's just too much like Bucks for today that I don't feel comfortable enough hitching my wagon to them. Well, I mean, I do feel comfortable enough hitching my wagon to them. I can't go for extra strips of bacon because I don't trust this team at all.
I don't trust this team, and I also don't think it's the wisest move when we just don't know. And that can exploit some edges, but we're dealing with situations where there's just going to be things that are reactive because of this Giannis situation. I don't like to try to up my, you know, in terms of unit size on something like that. So I'm with you. I'm sticking with the Bucks side in this whole video because the Hawks side to me is more confusing. Brook Lopez. I think he's one of the guys that could be a beneficiary of this. I think he's going to be on the floor a little more. This is a prop I've been bouncing back and forth with seemingly in every video over and under. Going over 1.5 threes tonight at plus 170. It's a number-driven thing. I see plus 140. I see plus 145. I see plus 170. That's just a big number. He, like many, could be asked to step up. We know what he's going to do. He's going to get to the corner. Maybe, hopefully it's not Drew Holiday passing him the ball. Somebody will be passing him the ball. Make a couple. He should have his opportunities. I still think they have options, obviously, with Connaughton and whatnot. But Brook Lopez should have ample opportunities. His points prop is up to 13.5 today. That's a big jump. I think some of that is baked in, but it's not really baked into the three-point line. So at plus 170, one strip of bacon to win 1.7. So this one would be a nice one at big plus money.
Well, you said that it's a bit of a Bucks theme for you today, and it is the same sort of thing for me as well. So tune in tomorrow to watch Ben and I drink bleach after we go 0-6 on Bucks bets for the 100th straight time.
Somehow, neither of them are going to play, and then like Lou Williams won't play, and we're going to get like Cam Reddish at the point, just 50 assists. Someone from the clouds, like Chris Dunn is on the team. Yeah. I swear to God, I didn't even know he was on the Hawks.
Dominique Wilkins is going to be allowed to play for Atlanta.
But that's...
No. He signed with the Hawks in the offseason. He was injured most of the year.
I missed that. Missed that little bullet point, but continue.
One strip of bacon onto my boy, Chris Middleton, over 27.5 points, minus 105. I'm going to the two main guys here. Third biggest expected ROI on Odds Shopper. I have him projected for 32.5 real points. That's 5 more than the current line. I actually think that prop line is going to come up as the day moves on. 36% usage without Giannis in the postseason, 32% during the regular season. I tried to basically split the difference. I've got him somewhere in that 33% range. And if he's playing 42, 43, 44 minutes, something like that, he's going to get 27.5 points by default, or he's going to have to shoot 4 of 26. He's going to take so many shots for this team that he sort of has to fall into it. Now, those are famous last words for sure, but over on Drew, over on Chris Middleton, I have to hitch my wagon to their two biggest isolation creators in this game.
When I think of 4 of 26, no joke, I think of Chris Middleton. I can't tell you the number of games where it's just like, this guy, unless he shoots 5 of 30, well, that's what Middleton does. But I'm with you with the volume. If the Bucks, and like I said, I know it seems like they're dead and buried. They are, you know, basically... I think still the favorite in this series. Like, it's not over by any stretch. Middleton is going to have to carry this team. And in game 3, that is what he did. So different circumstances, same concept. I'm sticking with the bet. I'm doubling down in a sense, not in terms of unit size. I'm going to PJ Tucker over 5.5 rebounds. I did this the other day. It did not work. Giannis grabs a lot of rebounds. There should be more up for grabs. PJ Tucker, once again, barring a blowout, should be on the floor for a ton of minutes. He should be more involved. He had a really good... I was really impressed with his game. He's getting great looks. He was knocking them down. Didn't really do much else, though. He had, I think, 8 real points and only a couple of peripheral stats. I think we should get back to PJ Tucker being just, you know, more of what he naturally is. Obviously, he's playing good defense. Grab some rebounds. Minus 117 to win one strip of bacon. And it really was a day where I found myself saying, there are less question marks to me on the Bucks side. The Hawks... Even if these guys play, and I do think they will, I'm not sure what to do with the wings, the Kevin Herters, the Bogdanoviches of the world, Gallinaris of the world. I felt more comfortable sticking to Milwaukee. I think they're a lot more projectable tonight.
I agree. I felt a lot more comfortable sticking with Milwaukee. So I am going to stick with Milwaukee as a whole. One strip of bacon, Milwaukee Bucks, -2, -108. I think this game ends up looking a lot like game 5 of the Clippers-Suns series. The Suns weren't ready for a non-Zubats day, and it completely changed up the entire defensive profile. I think that happens here. No Bucks means the Hawks are going to be playing defense in a dramatically different way. There's no wall. You have to change up everything that you are doing now. And actually, I think that helps the spacing just a little bit in the half court. Obviously, Giannis is fantastic in the transition game, but in the half court, maybe this opens up a little bit more. Obviously, I like Drew. I like Chris Middleton. So there's a lot of synergy here. When Drew and Chris have been on the floor without Giannis and Dante DiVincenzo this year. The Bucks gave up a ton of non-corner threes and long mid-range shots. And if that's the profile of the defense when those guys aren't out there, I'm willing to take my chances on a bunch of above-the-break threes and long mid-rangers. Like, that's perfect to me. If they go in, congratulations, Hawks. You are up 3-2 in this series. The Bucks had a 123.2 offensive rating during the regular season in that time. That is astronomically high. I think we're going to see a lot of scoring here. I actually did look quite a bit at the over, but when push comes to shove, I just want the Bucks to win, and I want to cheer for the Bucks. And that might be clouding me a little bit, considering how bad it's been over the past year, from the bubble till now. But I'm taking one last shot, Bucks minus two.
I mean, I'm with you because I have a huge bet on the Bucks to win the series, not just for this video, but in real life. I really, really, really need them to close that door and to win two strips of bacon. That is pending for me. So we are rooting together for tonight to make it 3-2 at home. I think I'm not gonna say they have to win this game, but it's going to go a very long way, as most 2-2 series do in game five. No house advantage time. Let's get to our sides. It's sticking with my theme. Brook Lopez over 10.5 points. It's 13.5 in the real world. I like his over with the threes. It's not a, you know, some of these where we've talked about this guy is not in the rotation and he has no chance. Brook Lopez, still, it's, you know, it's no slam dunk that he has an efficient game. But when I'm stealing 3 points off the Vegas line, I know I'm on the right side. I know there's value there. And that's one of them. And in a game with a lot of question marks, that's one I feel very comfortable with.
So I want to point out two things here. One, I totally agree with you. Two, if the Bucks happen to make this finals, I'm feeling really, really good about having Chris Middleton as a finals MVP prop now if Giannis isn't going to be around.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that just opened up.
They're
going to
lose. I mean, you're stealing a ton of value because now you're basically aligning to Bucks series. Yes. Like, if the Bucks win it, it's going to be Middleton.
You would think. I mean, it might not be a bad idea to get a little bit of Drew, but like, he's not going to be plus 2,700 for much longer if that's out there.
Bobby Portis, MVP. Where were you on that?
Anyway, my side for no house advantage. This one's a no-brainer. I already did it once, and that was Chris Middleton over 27.5 points. So I told you I have him at 32.5. The line is 27. At no house advantage, it's over 23.5. So I'm getting four free ones there. I've got it 10 north. I don't have anything else that I can say. Chris Middleton's props on no house advantage assume that Giannis is playing today, and that's just not the case. So you can do the same thing for Drew. I would be just as happy with the Drew Holiday prop, and you should be getting that one as well. But I started with Chris Middleton, so I'm going to end with my boy, Chris Middleton.
I like it. I mean, the Giannis news is directly impacting all of that. So keep an eye, as we always say, and this happened in the last video, and I didn't think it would, that Trae Young news broke. You wanted to be in our premium Slack chat. We had guys breaking down what does that mean, the domino effect, not just on the DFS side, but in the betting markets. What it meant for me was just betting more on the Bucks. So you want to get that information right off the press, and that is why you come inside the ropes. They really need to show up tonight. Tomorrow, we don't have a game seven. We've got a special breakfast. I'm calling it the breakfast buffet. No one's approved that. I'm calling it that. We're going to be hitting all sorts of things on the breakfast menu tomorrow. So you do not want to miss that show. We're going to have a really fun Friday one ahead for you.
Yeah, there are a lot of alternate sports that are going on right now that we are going to be able to dip our... Yeah, hot dogs, tennis. I don't know. We could do like second soccer. Round golf stuff if we wanted to. Euros. We got a lot of different things that we could take a look at. So make sure you're watching for tomorrow. If you need something to fill the void of no basketball, we are here for you at the breakfast menu, served up by No House Advantage. Good luck tonight, everybody. Go Bucks. At least we got soccer tomorrow.
Yeah. So I can watch fucking Italy win. Just kill me.